Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making, there's a lot to talk about. Before we get to Afghanistan, there's one very favorable development that's occurred in the fight against the COVID virus. And that is what I'm going to start with today. Joe Biden is about to issue an order. Right on his face, it doesn't seem like a big deal. It's a very big deal. An order that any assisted living unit or anything of that nature, any home, old age home, that kind of thing, that receives Medicare or Medicaid funding has to require its employees to be vaccinated or they'll lose that funding. Has to require their employees to be vaccinated or lose that funding. Why do I say it's consequential? These sort of homes that receive federal aid employ 1.3 million people, many of them unvaccinated right now. There are about 15,000 of these homes around the country. Many people could not afford to have assisted living as they get older and infirm without Medicaid or Medicare paying for it. For some reason, the population that works in these homes, they tend to be lower income, tend to be more suspicious of the vaccine, and they tend to be unvaccinated. Some of them, quite a few of them. At the same time, look who they're dealing with every day. They're dealing with the most vulnerable people we have in society, which is elderly people and people with compromised immune systems. This is the start, I think, of a widespread effort by government and by private employers to mandate vaccination, mandate it, not just say you have to be vaccinated or you have to get a negative COVID test every week or twice a week or that kind of thing. There are some people who will go through that rather than take the vaccine. But the more it's tied to people's employment, the more likely it is that more of them will get vaccinated. And why is that desirable? If you're vaccinated, what do you care? Well, you know why you should care. First of all, nowadays, people who have been vaccinated can pick up the Delta variant of the virus, where that was not the case earlier. And right now, the Delta variant accounts for something like 90% of all the new infections in this country. So that's number one. Number two, these people, if they're not vaccinated, working with the elderly, working with other people and themselves, they can infect their children and your children, a lot of people's children, because children under 12 right now can't get vaccinated. And you may say, all right, well, I thought that kids can't get it. Well, no, kids can get it. Kids can die from it. It had been the case before the Delta variant that kids didn't get it as frequently. And also when they got it, it didn't affect them as badly. That is all bets off with the Delta variant. All bets off. The pediatric hospital beds for COVID in Florida are starting to run out. Children are dying. Children infect other children. One of the things that is most disgusting about all of this is that you have governors, Republican governors, and most notably, DeSantis in Florida and Abbott in Texas, who are doing everything in their power to stop people wearing masks, to stop them wearing masks. And Abbott actually contracted COVID. He has COVID right now. The governor of Texas has COVID, Republican, and he, by executive orders, they are preventing local districts, school districts from imposing mask mandates. They think it should be optional. Well, kids are going to do what their parents tell them to do. And if you have parents who say, well, I don't want my son or daughter who's 5 years old in kindergarten or 7 years old in the first or second grade to wear a mask, at some point, people who do wear masks are going to be bullied and isolated. But number two, those poor little kids are exposed to COVID and they're exposing other kids to COVID. And those other kids are going to interact with teachers, staff, and their own parents. Some are vaccinated, some aren't. But because the Delta variant is 90% of the new infections, and people who are vaccinated can get it and carry it, they're not going to die. They're not going to go on a ventilator, won't go to the hospital, but they may get ill. And more importantly, they're carriers of it. They're carriers of a communicable disease. It is beyond comprehension how any rational governor, just to pander to a minor slice of the base, can oppose masks in schools for little kids who aren't vaccinated. That's consigning those kids to the risk of communicable disease transmission and death. It's wrong. It's immoral. But that is what is happening. And right now, the virus is 700% a week since the beginning of July, since July 1, first week in July, last 5 weeks, week by week, it goes up 700%. If you've seen the maps of the worst spreads, they really mirror Republican governorships. They mirror Republican governorships. The best thing you can do, the thing you've got to do, is get vaccinated. And what Biden is doing by mandating that old age homes and assisted living facilities instruct all of their employees or terminate them if they won't get vaccinated, it accomplishes this. If they want Medicaid and Medicare funding, they have to do it. And if they don't, and there's over about 15,000 of these homes, they can't survive. There are some rural areas in Wisconsin, for instance, where virtually everybody in the home is being paid by the federal government. Their fee is being paid by the federal government. I think in Greene County, for instance, in Monroe, that's the case with one of those homes. So what do you do with that? If they lose the funding, these folks have to what? Get thrown out? Well, I don't think so. That can't happen. I think, you know, this is one way of doing it, withholding funding. Another way of doing it is mandating it. Mandating it that people who deal with older people like that, and it doesn't have to be confined just old age homes, they must be vaccinated or terminated, and mandate it and put it on the administrators and the people that own the homes. Make it a requirement. If this were smallpox or polio, or if this were the plague in the Middle Ages, everybody would be rising up shouting to do it. But because it's COVID, it seems invisible. Some people don't get it. Some do and don't know it because they're asymptomatic. Some do and get it, and they have like cold-like or flu-like symptoms, and it goes away. They think, well, I can play Russian roulette. I'm not the guy that's going to go on the ventilator. Until they do, and it's too late. There's a doctor down in Alabama who has said he is so disgusted with people who won't take the vaccine that when they get sick, he won't care for them. Now, I think that's a violation of the Hippocratic Oath. I think you're required as a doctor to give care, but you are jeopardizing yourself. You have to wear a hazmat suit and walk in there. And this is an expression by him. Hey, wait a minute. I'm doing everything in my power to get you free vaccine. You won't take it. You get sick and you're gasping, waving at me. Get over here and risk your own life to treat me. And there's some truth to that. There's some truth to that. I would come out on the side of treating them. You see all these pathetic stories of people on the news who are lying there dying. And some of these reporters ask the stupidest questions. Like in the Afghanistan stories, they'll go, how does it feel that your wife and kids are back there and you're here? Does it make you feel bad? I mean, what a stupid damn question. I hate questions like that. Well, the one about the guy lying gasping, they'll lean over to the guy and they'll go, now, do you wish you'd taken the vaccine? I bet you do. Hey, look, Domkoff, we get it. We get it. Ask it a little more open-ended, but they always say, yeah, I wish I'd taken it. There was a guy in one of the Dakotas, north or south, I forget which, who was dying. And they said, don't you wish, and this is pre-vaccine, so don't you wish you wore a mask or something? And he said, it's a hoax. I'm not dying of, he gasped out. I'm dying of something else. You know, these people are nuts. But when you tie it to their employment, should be tied to every employment, unless it's people that don't deal with the government. They work online and they're like hermits off in a hut somewhere. But other than that, it should apply to everyone. And Dr. Fauci himself said, the only way we're going to get this under control, is to tie it to employment. Joe Biden just announced that he is going to impose an order that any old age home, assisted living facility that gets Medicare, Medicaid, by a certain date, all of their employees have to be vaccinated or they lose their money. That's 1.3 million people, about 15,000 homes. They can't survive without federal money. They've got to tell their employees, get it or get out of here. Give them an incentive, whatever. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Backbiter, tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.